TRTE Mobile.
Internal TR Mobile.
Time no talk to. How you been?
So I assume it's Scott. Did I get that right?
Check my shirt. No, today my name is Fruit of the Loom.
We got something in common. I was just, I'm taking a package of Fruit of the Loom back to UPS to send back to Amazon. They sent the wrong size.
Yeah, I've done that. Actually, my Amazon return location is the Kohl's. I like going there. It's real close. It's convenient. It's easy to get in and out of. That's my return setup.
It is mine, too. They're ours. Bernice is with me. But, yeah, it said on there specifically today when I fixed it up, it said UPS was free. It didn't give me that option, and usually it does. You can take it to Kohl's, and they're very nice.
Well, like I've never had any issue with it as far as the return policy. I do have to, I don't do it the electronic way most of the time. I usually get a printout of the QR code, and they scan that. And one print, well, you know, you can do it on your phone. So I tried it on my phone once, and it worked. I'll be darned. It was no hassle for me.
That way. Now today they just had a barcode, so I hope that works. But I've done it with the QR code. Those things sure are funny looking hoodie duties.
And you know, if you get one that's kind of fuzzy, you can end up in the wrong area. How they work, I don't know, but that's just the way it is.
One time that they said that you shouldn't scan those things when you're out, like, shopping and that, because they can contain viruses embedded in them. So I've never used one out anywhere, but I've used the... I've not had any problem with Amazon, but I don't think I've ever sent back half a dozen pieces in the last 15 years. They're usually pretty good.
As far as me returning stuff, as far as defects, it has been very few. It's usually me ordering the wrong stuff. You know, oh, this is what I need, and oh, no, that's not what I needed. So I return it and get something else.
Yeah, we really utilize it a lot because I don't like being out here in the traffic, to be honest with you. I'm getting too old for it. But it's a beautiful day today. Temperature's actually, well, it has neither come down. I just pulled out of the basement garage and it says 75 here. It was 85 degrees this morning when we went up to the trash compactor with the trash, and it was hot out there. I went out and killed some mushrooms on the lawn, and wow, it really took the wind out of me.
I'm heading to Spartanburg right now because there's a gun show there and I got a table, but I got outside and was loading up my truck, but I didn't have to leave for a while. And it really wasn't that hot out, so I thought, you know what, I'll mow the lawn real quick. I can't get it done this weekend, so let me go ahead and mow. Oh, Lord, the sun came out from behind a cloud, I guess. It just went hot all of a sudden, and I broke a real bad sweat mowing the lawn. It's not a bad thing, but yeah, it was actually hotter than I thought it was. And the humidity,
Matt, this is NGRL TR. It was 49% humidity and 85 degrees there about 11 o'clock. And that's, you know, hot, especially when you're old and have congestive heart failure. Well, I hope you have a good show. I've never been to one over there. Wouldn't have any idea where they'd have it at. I've been to the big one down here in Greenville, but not for several years now. Yeah, there's really a big crowd there, though.
One of the Greenville shows. In fact, there's one in August I'll be going to. And then they have one in October, and then the last one's in December. They had too many. They had five shows this year. I think that's too many. They're starting to loot it. But actually, I'm selling more 3D printed targets than I am selling ammunition.
Ammunition's crazy anymore. what I used to buy in 22 shells when I lived up in Kansas was, $5.95 for a brick. You know, went to $8.95. I kind of didn't like that. Last time I looked in Walmart, it was like $49.
Well, I want to check again, because like 9mm started getting real expensive. They were selling up to 40 cents a round a couple of shows ago, and now you can pick it up for 24 cents a round at 1,000 rounds at a time. So I'm expecting 9mm to come back down. Hopefully primer prices come. Man, primers are killing me. They want 10 cents a primer, and when I started, it was like 2 or 3 cents, and that was a lot.
When I started, Scott, it was a penny a piece. You can buy 1,000 primers for $10. Last time I looked, it was $80.
What it is, I think the cheapest the most I paid was $100, and now the cheapest that I've paid right now is $80. I mean, I can do the 80 as long as the prices stay up. But if the prices drop and bullets, but not the material, I'm screwed. I can't buy in large enough bulk to get the discount.
I haven't been shooting any in years, and haven't bought any in years, but I used to load some up for the kids, and they're not even interested anymore. And now they're building three houses back in behind our property, and that's not going to bother me. I'm 76 years old, and I can live with that either way, but I still like to go down and pop a few 22s now and then. So I give most of what I had to the grandkids, and, well, they don't get to touch them, but, and the son-in-laws and the daughters. Ooh, wow, this stupid so-and-so just pulled out right in front of the car in front of me. God almighty. There are some crazy drivers around here. They walk and drive among us.
Somebody starts driving like an idiot, y'all stay clear of them? Well, guess what? I started driving like an idiot. I can get anywhere I want without any traffic now. Ha ha. Well, not really, but that's how I'd like to think.
That's a good plan, A, but I think I'd go to plan B. Yeah, it's just incredible some of the things that people do around here. Everybody's in a big hurry, and, you know, at the next stoplight, they're sitting there waiting on it just like you.
Yeah, because when somebody's in a big rush, they got to get around, they zoom through traffic, and then they're at the same stoplight. Now, I have to admit, there have been times when somebody's driving like 10 below the speed limit, and I'm following behind them, and there's no traffic coming, so I decide to finally zoom around them. And I drive along and drive along, everything happily and merrily, and then, of course, I come up to that stoplight, and a dude pulls up right behind me. He's got a big old smile on my face. And I think to myself, you know, if I had passed him up 30 seconds earlier, I would have made this light, and he'd be sitting there.
Friends that are, I just love them, that sit there and text, and finally you honk at them, and they give you the finger, and then you miss the next light.
The thing is, watching people sit down. I did that one time. I was, I think I was in Berea. And it was three lanes wide at an intersection. And I pull up behind the car in the middle lane. The light turns green and none of the cars move. So I just tooted my horn. They all looked up and drove at the same time. They're all three in the front were on their phone. And since that time, I have not had a whole lot of issues with people texting on their phones in front of me. Just that one time, and, well, that's it.
It's a crazy world out there. Well, I got to run now because I'm getting in traffic and I'm getting near my destination, and maybe we'll catch you down the line. I hope you sold that Harley and remain safe, and it's nice to hear you again today, buddy. This is Andrew LTR.
Good talking to you. This is Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo, and no, I haven't sold the Harley yet. It's not a real advertisement going on right now, but someone somewhere along the line might want to buy it. If not, maybe someday I'll fix it up and do something dumb like get on it and ride. Anyway, have yourself a good, safe afternoon, and I will be mobile. W1JE.